I'm driving west from my home down Albion Ridge Road to Highway 1 to go into Mendocino for the afternoon. I am thrilled, as I am every day, to see the stunning oceanscape of the Pacific. Always wild, blue, and alive. Gulls above, geese in formation, white caps dancing, and in the distance, the spouts of a pod of whales migrating north. When all of a sudden, I am shocked by a sonic boom emanating from a couple of miles off the coast, sending whale guts, dolphin brains, and sea lion limbs blasting up through the gentle clouds on the horizon, some flying so far that they land on Navarro Beach on a family of picnickers. Bad dream? Or what may truly happen should the Navy begin bombing practices off our sacred shores? We need to express our public concerns about the Navy's proposal to conduct training events utilizing mid- and high-frequency active sonar sources and explosive detonations. They say these activities may expose some of the marine mammals present to sound from various mid- and high-frequency active tactical sonar sources. The pressure from the detonation would kill a large number out of the 32 species who live in the ocean. Species being pinnipeds and cetaceans. Translation, gray whales, porpoises, walruses, and sperm whales, otherwise known as our loved ones. We're talking about Flipper here. The Navy is planning for the next 5 years to not intentionally but accidentally kill, maim, or wound 2.5 million sea creatures per year. See, the Navy thinks, because I couldn't possibly say feels, that they need more practice with echo ranging. That's the sonar that destroys mammalian minds so they beach themselves and in effect commit suicide to stop the pain. They want to blow up missiles, detonate bombs, sink vessels, and engage in mine warfare. There is only one explanation for this kind of behavior. The Navy is planning for more war. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had enough war. If the Navy, after all these years, at least 1,000 of them, doesn't know how to blow something up, they should get out of the business of doing so. Not to mention the chemical weapons that they will be practicing with that are chock full of depleted uranium and white phosphorus. If officers of naval intelligence do not have the intelligence to understand the devastating repercussions of these so-called exercises, they are irresponsible. If the Navy wants to practice anything, they can practice their cleaning skills. They can start with the Louisiana Gulf and figure out how to revive the sea life from the devastation caused by the BP oil disaster. They can practice dismantling and cleaning up the plastic island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They can't miss that. It's the size of Texas. That surely is a national security risk. They can also practice evacuations from Haiti or Jamaica or Cuba in case of hurricane or rising seawater. I'm all for it, but I say we are done with the killing. It is time for us to sustain and protect life. We cannot afford to destroy anything anymore. How many billions of dollars of practice weaponry and ammunition are we going to waste? So much waste is unacceptable, and the attitude that we can spend what little money we have left in this useless and dangerous military defense is arrogant and an insult to the whole world. That threat is real. It is a matter of national security. This naval offensive is already affecting sea critters in the Pacific Ocean off Hawaii and the Mariana Islands, the west coast of Oregon, Washington, and Southern California. This Northwest Training Range complex is murder and mayhem, admittedly. In fact, the Navy is asking the National Marine Fisheries Service to permit these killings as a matter of doing business in the Pacific waters. Here is a simple reminder. Webster's definition of Pacific, of or pertaining to peace, suited to make or restore peace, of a peaceful character, not warlike, not quarrelsome, conciliatory, as Pacific words or acts, a Pacific nature or condition, period. This is Sherry Glazer. You can hear more commentaries at my website, sherryglazer.net.